Blog Talk Radio. I never sleep when comes the night. But every time I snap my finger, I switch back into the light. I'm gonna belong to your sun. Your fire is burning my mind. Is it love or is it lust? Something that I just can't describe. Am I the one and only? Cause you're the only one. It felt so long and lonely. Waiting for you to come. It's looking bright and early. I'm willing to close my eyes. It's just the unusual story. Symbol is so shy.
What's going on, boys and queens, queens and boys? How are y'all doing, honey? We are back here on another installment of the show, honey, where we will definitely be recapping this weekend. And we're definitely going to touch up back. We're going to definitely recap this weekend, and we're definitely going to touch back on the weekend before last, because I hear that the other parties from the Tamara, Stacy, and Alexis party is definitely going to be on the phone lines, because they had called in on Wednesday, honey. But they couldn't talk about it on Wednesday, but we're definitely going to have them on the phone line so they can give their version of the story, honey. So, Tamara, if you're out there listening, the girls are calling back in tonight, honey. They said they have a rebuttal for that motherfucking ass, honey. So, bitch, it's going to be some motherfucking shit, honey, and it's going to be crazy, honey. I just was texting Miss Stacy's number, and Miss Stacy said she's definitely going to call in, and we're definitely going to call Miss Stacy about her getting whooped out of her clothes and in her panties and in her gas and her bra. So we definitely have Miss Stacy's number. We're definitely going to get Miss Stacy on the line, and we're definitely going to be recapping this weekend events in Virginia at the Virginia Awards Ball and the motherfucking Virginia Rumble number 2. Hold on. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get this here. 2020. So we're definitely going to be taking care of that and doing that. And I just want to congratulate the girls that won this past weekend. I know Jaquan won about four of the years. I want to congratulate him for that. I want to congratulate Laomi for her of the year in Virginia. I want to congratulate her on her grand prize win for definitely destroying the girls the way she destroyed the girls with that. And I heard it was a little bit of shame on the genders panel with the girls and my daughter, Miss Day. The girls didn't want to vote, and the girls were getting up off the genders panel and all types of things, Miss Day. But, you know, we're not going to get involved in all of that, honey, when Mother steps back on the scene. Mother, I'll be so crispy and so clean, honey. Yes, but, and I want to also congratulate myself for definitely winning Mrs. Out of Towner once again in Virginia, 4 years in a row. How you motherfucking doing, Virginia? I see you girls in Virginia just the way you motherfucking see me. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody in the chat room. Everybody that's in the chat room that's saying hello to me, I want to say, hey, how you doing on this motherfucking Monday night, honey? I hope y'all girls had a blessed motherfucking weekend, honey, and I hope y'all had fun, and y'all traveled and had fun at the balls, and y'all all made it back home safe. And I hope that you, all you girls, are definitely, if you didn't make it back home safe, that you're en route to making it back home, and all you girls are definitely going to make it back there, definitely safe, and you're definitely in the prayers of the Lord, as the Lord is definitely with you and your motherfucking travels. How you doing, girls? Switchboard, let me see. Miss Nicole had just called me. I don't know where she is. Oh, yes, and I also... hey, sister.
What's going on?
What's going on? And I definitely got to give y'all the recap of definitely what happened at the motherfucking ball in Orlando, Florida. The Legacy Ball that happened this weekend in Orlando, Florida, that happened on Friday, honey. And, yes, Tyra is Florida mother of the house of Mizrahi. Yes, to the girls that is acting in the chat room, yes, she is Mother Mizrahi of Florida. How you doing?
Ooh.
Girl, what?
Oh,
yes, I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious, honey.
Oh, my God. Where is the overall?
The overall is not here. Oh. Girl.
I see you. I see you.
Girl, I'm just, ooh. Jaquan, are you there, baby? Jaquan? Hey, Jaquan. And I definitely gotta give a big birthday shout out to my daughter, Tiny Tim Mizrahi, Pink Lady. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Tiny. How you doing? Jaquan, are you with us? Oh, wow. Before we definitely get into this weekend, Nicole, are you ready to get the madness started? Your madness started from last week.
My madness started. This recap is about the DVDs. I had, you know, after you've been out for a long time, Kelly, when we were going to balls, DVDs wasn't, you know, we didn't think about the DVDs because they were VHS, you know. So you didn't think about the DVDs. So like a year ago, I'm going to tell you the story, so why I'm so upset. My niece, Courtney, Garcon, told me, Auntie, you got to get up on the DVDs. You have to get on the DVDs. They're very, very important. They will prove that you were there and prove that you wasn't somewhere else. Your DVD history is very, very important. So as the whole year have been passing, like I have been out very frequently, I've been getting up on these DVDs. Hi, Jaquan, how are you? I realized about a couple of months ago that there will be times that I'm in the building and I may have worked for LSS on my 10th, and I would not be on the DVD. So I said to myself, maybe I'm just analyzing the situation too much, and, you know, it's just, you know, looking over it, maybe there's no room, and, you know, whatever. So at the Icon Ball, this is all proof, America. You can go look this back. So at the Icon Ball, I seen when I came out in my grand march that the camera hit the floor. No, Kelly, the brown floor. Like, it was just on the floor for a couple of seconds. And then it went back up to me. So,
Carl, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi,
okay,
Saquon, how are you?
So I'm all right. How you doing?
Derrick and DeJuan Ball is very important. I'm about to go off real fast. Derrick and DeJuan Ball was very important to me. That's my brother. And I won two trophies that night. And I actually vote better in LSS than I did for my performance. I think that was one of my most horrible performances ever. And I went, you know, I sent my son to go get this DVD, and he paid this $20 because I wanted the Rumble Ball and I wanted the Oil, because he sells, Andre Prodigy sells DVDs. He goes to the ball and he tapes all the, you know, all the categories, and he then sells the DVDs to people who want to see themselves on the DVD, because we are our biggest fan. I'm my biggest fan. So, you know, you want to go to Andre Prodigy, and he will give you the DVD which you wanted. But long and my behold, Kelly, I'm looking at the DVD of the Oway Ball, and I was literally edited out. Like, every time that the part, yes, gag, bitch, every time that the part comes where I'm supposed to perform or walk, the whole ball tape, everybody go get it, it jumps, bitch, and you're going to kick key because it's gags. Like, oh, no, like, that's so fierce. Now, I don't ever recall having a problem with Andre. I don't recall ever doing anything to him, nothing to my regulation. But I need to say that that's not right. That's not what you do, and that's not how you conduct your business. You go to the ball, you take the ball, you take the categories. It is not up to you to put who you want and who you want in these tapes, because it is not your personal use. You are paying, you're getting paid for these DVDs. So I called around and asked around, and long my behold, I wasn't the only one who had felt like they have been edited out off the DVDs. I heard that Tom Blumenfeld used to do the ball, and he used to catch, get everything, the arguments, everything. He recorded everything. Now, it's fine that if Andre doesn't want to record, you know, people fighting or maybe disputes, because it takes away from the ball. I understand that. But I do believe that if you pay your $30 and you walk in that runway, whether it's LSS or your category, you should be on that DVD in the spot that you were on when you were walking. But instead, I was edited off. And that's not good business. So now I suggest that anybody who wants a DVD, maybe they should clarify it by asking him, am I on that DVD? Because it's obvious that he takes who and what he wants off the DVD and sell it back to the community. And that's not good business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disgusted. I have tried to reach out to him. I haven't got a call back. Fine, because the fact of the matter is I have held this back when I've seen it happen. But, you know, like I said, who cares? But when this was, Derrick Ball was so much, and I was fucking sitting, bitch. And you got to see how it jumped, and I had to bring my father up here and sit him here on the bed and make him see, like, I'm not going crazy. You can look on these balls, and this is what, and that's unfair. You put me back or you give me my money, because that's not right.
Yes. Well, girl. Honey, listen, yes, it isn't right, Miss Taylor. It isn't right. I think
no, it isn't right, and I don't care how anybody feel about it, because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because anytime that I decide to address something, I analyze it completely inside out. I talk for them. I talk for me. I talk for them. And it's not right. It's not right, and I don't want to come off to be disrespectful, but it ain't fucking right. You don't sell back something that's not really there. But you, when you were there at the board, you visualized one thing, but when you got the DVD, this person was taken out or that person was taken out. That's not the way you do business. And I really gag, and to him and how my feelings was hurt. I gag because I said, no, bitch, it wasn't that he moved the camera. It was he edited me out like I was not even there. But he got that horrible performance.
I'll fuck you up. And you got that horrible performance. Honey, to you motherfucking girls, go off, mother. True shit. They said go off, girl. It's true shit, mistake.
No, I know it's true shit, and thank you for those who agree, and for those who don't, I am not concerned because I have talked about it and myself. I went and I've asked and other people, that's not right, and that's not what you do. We pay our money. If you go, Kelly, and you walk face with your nose, and you think, well, I'm going, oh, bitch, I got to see this on camera, you will gag that you are edited out and your nose is not up there. So you paid your money to see everybody else. It's not looking at everybody else, but when I participate, I want to look at myself.
Ooh.
It's wrong. I don't expect a debate, and I don't expect a nasty reply to it because it's the truth. I'm not telling you something. I'm not making up anything for anybody that chooses to go. Let Andre know that I have spoken about it and will continuously speak about it because it's not right. And before we can fix the community and everything, you got to fix the inside shade. That was inside shade. Go get the DVD chat room. You will see the shit jump. Like, damn, shouldn't it just go into it and I'm just not there? No, bitch, it looked like he went home, took me off, and then sold it.
I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up, honey.
That's not what you do to me. No, it's not. And and it's not fair. I do not appreciate it because I send my children or whoever to go to him to buy this DVD, and I'm being cut off or I'm not being on there. That's not fair to me. So if I was edited off, I'm pretty sure you can put me back or give me my money because that's not right.
Yes.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey. To you girls, oh, girl, it's going to be some shit. It's going to be some shit tonight. You, like, we're from the chat room. No. Honey, to you girls that's in the chat room and say, y'all gonna stop trying my daughter in that chat room and say, y'all gonna get fucking blocked, honey. I will send over to Switchboard, and I will have you motherfucking girls blocked. Y'all gonna stop trying it, okay? That's what y'all gonna stop doing.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Obama. Yes, I am. To the whole motherfucking world.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh my God! Oh no, they are right for now. But if they continue to try it, I will send over their name, and they will be blocked. Okay, Nicole, are you ready to?
Yeah. You can start and call that number up over there that I sent you. You can go on for that because I just had two. Those are my two picks. And then I'm gone.
Switchboard, can you please call that number, please? I'm waiting for Switchboard.
So whenever you go get your DVD, Kelly, you just make sure that you ask, like, I'm on that DVD. Because it's very important to get on the DVD. You got to be on the DVD. It tells that you was there, and it tells what you have done.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey. How's Auntie Baby? How are you?
I'm good, Auntie. What's going on?
Nothing. This is me and Kelly. You're on Vlog Talk Radio, Tendon Chops, where all the messes originated at.
What's going on, Kel?
What's going on? How you doing?
All right, go ahead. Start your messy thing, because you don't ask it. Nobody acts it like you, Kelly.
Oh, no. Go ahead and go get your shades to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I want you to elaborate now. Here's the opportunity for you to have the floor and elaborate on exactly what happened at that ball and if y'all indeed jumped Tamara when she came to Philadelphia, Butch Queens, and all that.
No, not at all. When I've literally been heard so many different stories and stuff, like, I don't even know where to begin. But to start it with, no one ended up jumping that girl, and she was only fighting Alex outside. Me, I ended up defending my man because he saw that Alex is about to get jumped by some of the Illuminati's or whoever that knows Tamara. And when he went to go push them out the way, they went to jump on him. And then, you know, I defended my man. You know, I'm going to help my man out if he out there getting into something. But no, as far as, like, anybody else jumping on Tamara, she was strictly fighting one person, and that person was Alexis. And, like, I don't know all that jumping shit. But, yes, I did get jumped, and they did pull me out of my hair, but that's nothing. And, like, I don't know why they
did
get up.
Did you actually fight Tamara?
Huh?
Did you actually fight Tamara?
Tamara never was fighting. That's why I heard when I listened to it last week, and she was talking about, so she snatched me out of my stuff. Like, I don't even know, like, where that fucking came from. I was fighting Butch Queen, some of the story I was told. But whatever.
And was she even stomped in her head by Malik?
No, not he never even touched that girl. He never even touched that girl. Matter of fact, hey, you want to talk to him? Hold on.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Malik.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah.
You called in here Wednesday to tell your story. Well, this is your format. Tell it now.
Yeah. First of all, to be honest with you, I didn't know nothing about this radio stuff, so I apologize calling on Wednesday like that. But once I heard what she said on there, I was somewhat, like, tickled and felt disrespected at the same time. I'm be honest with you, I don't know what it was over with. I don't know none of that. I know Alexis is in my house, and a million people could say I'm wrong, a million people could say I'm right. That's not why I do it. She was in something. I went out there to make sure she was all right. And when it was supposed to be a one-on-one fight, I seen at least five people rushing over there towards her. Me hitting Tamara. To this day, I don't know what Tamara looked like. I don't know where that story came from. But I sat there defending her. It was like five people getting ready to jump her, and I get into it with one or two of them, and I get hit on the side. And then, so that's why, like, as soon as that happened, when I called and I talked to Tony Revlon, and I wanted to, like, explain to him the situation, because me and him go back. And I'm thinking I was doing the right thing. So cut that off for a second. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, my bad. I was here in asshole. So I called Tony Revlon, and it was like I was trying to explain the situation to him. And I just thought that was the right thing to do. Anytime I go through something with somebody or someone's close to somebody that I'm cool with, then I'm out of respect, I call that person and explain my side. And it was just certain things that was said, and I was wondering why, no matter what, as long as I knew Tony, that he sat there and kept on saying that, like, my name kept popping up and saying something about Tamara. So once I heard, you know, I listened to the previous broadcast from, like, last Tuesday, and I understood where that came from, because I'm saying that this person is sitting here saying that such and such jumping, then what else does a person have to believe? I ain't never, and this ain't to start nothing or next, not to hate nothing and not to run from nothing. Never ran from nothing, never bitched, and never back down to nothing. But I ain't got no problem dealing with something if it's a situation that went down the way she said it did. It didn't go down like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I keep hearing all these type of stories about, you know, the Milan ball and this and that. I'm going to be honest with you, and like I said, I'm not calling to make no threats, and I don't even want to get hype, and it could go as far as anybody ever wanted to go. But people got to realize I'm born and raised in New York. Like, that's where my roots is at. People need to understand that. Philly, this is where I'm at, and this is where my heart is at, this is where I live at, but my roots is from there. Whenever I go there, I'm home. People need to understand that. So when I hear these threats, this is, like, disrespectful to me and my family. And people don't even understand that. And the crazy thing about it, and this ain't disrespecting nobody, I don't go out no more. And when I do go out, this is the bullshit I get into. I'm concentrating on getting my life together. And then when I turn around and I hear my name, like, I don't even be in a ballroom scene like that. And to hear my name in the ballroom scene and just some, like, crazy off-the-wall dumb shit that I'm not even into. You understand what I'm saying? I was somewhat embarrassed by it. You understand what I'm saying? I'll be 40 years old in October. And this is like I'm getting introduced back up to the younger community through some old dumb shit that I ain't even about. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So like and Stacey didn't do nothing to anybody else, no matter if it's anything personal or whatever, she didn't do nothing nobody else wouldn't have did. I defended somebody in my house. And if it was one person running over there too while she was fighting, I am justified by defending her that. It was five people. And I didn't misjudge that. I know when somebody's running over there because I've done slimy shit before. I know when a motherfucker coming up to somebody and they get ready to jump on somebody. So I did what I was supposed to do and I defended her. Stacey did what she was supposed to do and she defended her man. Point blank. I cannot anybody not understand that. You understand what I'm saying? But it's disappointing that when the stories go, like, it's people that are listening right now when they tell somebody else this and this and that, or what I'm saying, the story's going to be twisted. You understand what I'm saying? The story's going to always be twisted, and it's always going to fit the storyteller. But the crazy thing about it is plenty of people out there that's saying itself. I'm out there to enjoy myself and to stop something, but I'm not going to let nobody jump nobody. And the back on the Tony thing, I just thought that we had enough respect or whatever is that if he could call me up or I could call him up, and he hadn't had to call certain people up, and it had to be, like, disrespectful. And he brought, like, personal things out, like, that me and him went through years and years and years ago that I never knew nothing about. You understand what I'm saying, though? See, that's when you really know who's really tight with you when you go through something. When you go through something, the personal shit comes out. Like, nigga, I ain't never liked you anyway. Like, damn, I thought we was all right. You understand what I'm saying? So I learned a lot from this, though, but, like, I'm cool with it. I'm be honest with you, though. I'm not trying to hype it up. I'm not running for nothing. I'm going to go to any ball that I want to go to. I'm going to enjoy myself. And I'm going to definitely be prepared. That's just who I am. And I appreciate y'all for giving me the opportunity to explain myself. Stacey, you have anything else to say? Hold on one second, please.
My last thing is, don't forget about the Bonnie Ball coming up May 22nd, 2010. It's going to be a nice ball. It's going to be open. I want everybody to be there. And I also just want to last end it with, I don't want nobody to think that Philly is like that. People come down here and jumping people. That's not even the case. We're not even about no bullshit like that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Nisa, y'all, for coming on the line telling your side. It's part of the story. Y'all heard it here. Both of their stories. So hopefully we can move on. And hopefully the problem will be just forgotten about, and it won't go any further. So nobody balls won't be destroyed because of all of these actions. But thank you for calling, and you know, call me on your personal time. I love y'all. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I know that's right. Well, at least we got to the bottom of that situation. Amen to that, honey. Amen to that, honey. Okay. Well, this weekend, honey. Well, this weekend, so we're going to start the recap this weekend, and Orlando.
Down by poolside, down by poolside, down. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, darling. Straight to the point. Hi, overall. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. How's work?
Draining, tired.
Okay. Well, is working in the house of Mizrahi doing you a good job? I hear Tyra's mother in Florida.
Yeah, Tyra's mother in Florida. So she came out this weekend as mother of Florida. You know, Florida is a small group of kids, and they're, like, you know, very family-orientated because there's really not much going on here in the state. So everyone grips to each other, and, you know, she's one of those type of people who, you know, have a small community around her, and, you know, everyone's big, you know, big family and stuff. So what I plan on doing with the groups here and, you know, is kind of guiding her and guiding them in a direction, you know, where we can be a little small family in this little sunshine state.
Do you believe that she is overall just, you know, her being in drag, do you believe that she's qualified or have the patience
and stuff to be the mother of a chapter in Florida?
Of a Florida chapter, yes. So again, Florida is a small group of people. And as we see every Monday as we're watching her on TV, and again, she's been part of, this is way before the whole RuPaul thing. Tyra has been part of my family here in Florida for about 2.5 years. And her talent and her creativity and all that stuff alone, you know, says a lot. A lot of people are just starting to hear her name because they are watching her on TV. But what they fail to realize is, you know, for those people that have been coming to Orlando, about 2 years ago when I was giving the miniseries balls and the balls here every week in Orlando, or if you were catching my YouTube clips, you guys would have been catching her and Kyla and Kimora and all the little Mizrahis here in Florida back then, and she was the showstopper then. So, you know, that's the reason why she's been part of the family like that. And, you know, again, it's a grooming process, you know.
Entertainment house, out for us entertainment. This is what y'all meant when y'all were saying taking it bigger places, Kelly. East Coast,
yes.
Mother, overall, you're both there. I'm asking you guys a question. Are you guys becoming an international entertainment house now when you're going places?
Well, we already international. You know, we have a chapter in London also.
Oh.
And we have kids out in Japan, so.
And that would be the work coming from the overall mother because you travel these places, right, Jasmine?
Well, no. Andre's, you know, the his hands are all in Japan. Jack's hands is all in London, honey. So
congratulations! This is a multi-deal.
It's not just me.
Okay. Kudos to your house. This is not your Ms. Rahi show, anyway.
Exactly. I didn't come on here about Tyra. I came on here for two things. There was a ball here in Orlando this past Friday. I did attend. And I just want to give props out to the House of Milan who came and snatched runway and performance for $1,000 each, as well as Exotic Mugler who came down and snatched $1,000 for face this weekend. It was, you know, a cute little ball, small ball, but it was really cute. You know, it was over $3,000 given away in cash that night. And slowly but surely, you know, the people are starting to float into Orlando, you know, not as big. That's, again, why you guys haven't really heard of these kids down here. But slowly but surely, the people are coming. Also other people that were in the building was Kadan, Nadia, Kellen. A lot of Milans came out to support. Rose Chanel came down. She looked fabulous for Face, to compete as well. So basically, you know, it was pretty much a cute little turnout. Selvin was on the mic, and it was the Legacies Ball here in Orlando. It was a lot of stuff going on the panel and, you know, with the houses and the mic and on the floor and stuff. But, you know, overall, it was still a good turnout. So big shout-outs to the House of Milan, as well as the Mugler's for really, you know, shining that night. I also got a call this evening from Kadan Milan about the Milan Ball, and I want to make an announcement on behalf of Kadan. The House of Milan would like everyone that is attending this House Ball to please be in that building early that day. Let's say no later than 6:30. The icons that evening during Legend Statement and Stars will be giving out official statuses within the ballroom. Icons as in Tony Revlon, Stewart, they will be giving out official statuses at the Milan Ball during Legend Statement and Stars at the Milan Ball during the House of Milan Ball, what is that, April 3rd or something? So you guys need to be in the building no later than 6:30. This way, there's no telling how long the status thing is going to be. This way, Legend Statement and Stars can be successful, the statuses can be successful, and it can be a successful ball. Kadan will be coming on the show soon to promote and speak to you guys. What are you talking about, Kelly?
Go ahead, finish talking.
Oh, I thought somebody was texting me. Okay. Anyway, I bottom line is they will be on the show to promote the ball and answer any questions that you guys have or anything like that. But please come to the ball early. Again, official statuses will be given out during Legend, Statement, and Stars at the House of Milan Ball. So if you guys want to be a part of it, see it, witness it, please be in the building early. And that's pretty much all I had to say on behalf of what happened this weekend. I'll let you guys go back to the show and finish up what happened in Virginia and stuff. But I'll be around if you guys need me.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question because, you know, the Florida kids listen to the show and they hit me up and this thing, honey. What happened with Kool-Aid and Luna on the mic? I heard Luna and Kool-Aid read each other on the microphone.
Joan, that's a whole nother chapter, baby. But the bottom line is the people here in Florida, as far as the ballroom kids, they're like really kind of stuck within their own little element, and they're so used to, you know, categories and the way that they bring it, quote unquote, in their way. And of course, when you get somebody on the panel, you know, as Selvin, who happened to be judging as well as commentating that night, Selvin was fine, you know, toothing everything, looking at every little thing, and not in a negative way, but in a positive way to try to teach these kids and, you know, guide them as far as, okay, this is $1,000. If it says all red, it needs to be all red. And there was people that were kind of like all red, but they still had white in it, meaning that they didn't create it, the costume and the effect the correct way. So Selvin was chopping, and as he was chopping, the houses were kind of getting upset about it, and it was more going back and forth. And then, of course, the promoter and the, you know, overseer of the promoter's house gets on the mic, and they kind of go back and forth about that. So it was just a whole bunch of drama with that stuff. But the bottom line is people need to, the people that are in Florida that are listening, I've said this to you guys time and time again, as well as the houses that have chapters in Florida, you really need to get these kids out of Florida and get them out to these other balls, because there is a lot of talent, but they really don't know anything when it comes to a major ball. And they just, they are so talented. They just really, really need to be out there, as well as people that are in my own house. They need to be out there as well. So it's not just, you know, it's a collective thing. We all need to do it as far as these kids go, because there's a lot of talent here in Florida. They just need to branch out and reach out and stuff. So hopefully that's what will start happening soon. We'll see.
Okay. Cool.
Nicole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they bought five.
You're not the only one that was edited. Now go to the collections ball. I wasn't even in that either. I was edited.
Oh my god, you paid for it?
Yes, I paid for it.
Oh my god.
And that was her big day as overall mother.
Yes, I came out as overall mother that night, and I wasn't even on the video, but it was no biggie, child, say it.
Where in the hell is Tamara? All the girls from Philly is on the line. Where is Tamara, Miss A?
All right, I got things to do because I just walked in from the office, but I'll let you guys continue, but I'll be around.
Well, how are they going to edit you out? It was your boy.
Oh, pay it, girl.
You gave $5,000. Ain't no pay it.
I gave $10,000. I gave $10,000 out there.
Okay, well, ain't no pay it. Anytime that you pay money and you promoting something and somebody is there doing a DVD, so, and be mindful when I say so that they can sell it. That's a problem. Because
when I spoke with him, when I spoke with him, he told me, which I can understand, but he told me that, you know, the Mizrahi's gone on stage and they kind of bombarded the camera, so that's probably why I was out of the video.
Yeah,
but you may want to just double check and see what happened with yours.
Mm-hmm. No, I checked it. I've been checking.
Well, fuck you up, bitch. I've been checking.
I'm convinced. I understand. I just don't. No. I seen it. Thank you, but no.
I'm a fucked up. Okay. Well,
all right, I'll be around. Ebony said, you guys got no callers, so I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, girl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's getting hot. We got to let these calls come in, Kelly, before you make that call.
Honey, they well, baby, they'll be around, Miss Thang. They'll call in, Miss Thang, honey. We're not going to wait for them. They don't run our show. We run the show, honey. Miss Ebony, can you please get legendary sexy Lexi on the phone for me, please?
Oh, darling.
Ready. The fuck? Let's get sexy Lexi on the line, honey. We need to get to the bottom of this. Nip this motherfucking panty in the bud, Miss Day. Girl, okay.
Maybe it can be solved in the lead, but it don't have to be a big wait.
Hello?
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 What's up?
Hi,
yes.
Joaquin, how are you?
What's going on?
How you feel?
I'm fine. Who this?
This is Nicole.
Yes. Oh, what's up, bitch?
How
what's
are you? This
on?
Is you on the radio. This is Kelly's on the line. This is Tins and Chop, Monday and Tuesday. Messy mess, more mess. Where's Alexis?
Hold on, I'm about to get on the line for you. Hold on.
And Jake, well, you keep forgetting about Jake Quantico.
Yeah, because Jaquan never saying nothing, mister. He didn't say nothing the whole time. Jasmine told, he didn't say nothing about the DVD. Jaquan, you winning of the year, but you cannot speak. What is the problem? Look, Kelly, he's quiet.
Jaquan.
Oh, he's not even there. How about that?
Hello.
Sus.
Yeah.
Nicole and Kelly on the line.
Oh, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Sexy Lex?
Basically, the only thing I want to say is, for this, like, last week when the show and everything was going on, I heard of the show. I never knew how to get to the link and all of that. So, for this, anybody being scared to call up there while she was on the phone and all of that, talking about the mirror, while she was on the phone, I just want to tell her that since I'm number one on her list, she ain't got to look for me because I'm going to look for her now. And that's all I got to say. I don't really want to go back and forth with what happened.
And a lot of this stuff started from me and
she could get my number. When
a lot of stuff started with her.
It's on.
Oh,
a lot of this stuff started from a lot of years. A lot of this stuff started with Trisha.
So back. Oh, my gosh.
See, and like Lexi, my sister, you know, they said that was my mother and all that. That's my sister. And, you know, Trisha was feeling it, and she called us up, smacked me, and I gripped her up, and I smacked her back. And she was calling us up, wanting to get this one and that one. First, I'm 31. I ain't never bow down for no fight or never been scared to fight nobody. But the little girl going to get hurt because she started a lot of fucking trouble, and she will get hurt. As far as anybody doing something to my sister, her and that girl can get out there and fight one-on-one. But as far as anybody jumping her doing anything, clearly, they, you know, they out their fucking mind. You know what I mean? Everybody trying to keep the peace, but, you know, if it's going to go down, it's going to go down. You know what I mean? But Trisha, she need to watch herself because somebody really going to hurt her. She running around starting a bunch of trouble, and then she runs back, and she hiding behind these people. You can't go out and start with people and think you can put your hands on people when people not going to put their hands back on you.
And first of all, as far as Tamira getting jumped and all of that, no, what happened was I walked up to her, I punched that bitch in her face, and I dropped her. She pulled my hair. We both went down on the ground, and her faggy started kicking me, and my faggy started kicking her. And when she came outside, I beat that bitch up again and dropped her again. So I hope you listening, because what you got right there, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck where you see me at, bitches, on site.
And
this
she better bring
Alexis
the best butch queens out that know how to fight. She better bring some motherfuckers out that know how to fight.
That's just that. Now, as far as anything else got to go with, I don't know about all of them people jumping her. I don't know. I was whooping her ass that bad when she making up people names about them jumping her and all of that. Ain't nobody jump her all like that. It wasn't even that fucking deep. And she
and my niece Melissa ain't even had nothing to do with it.
Jumping on all of that. No, it ain't even go down like that. I don't even play like that. I hold mine. I don't need nobody to fight for me. So when I see her, it's just me and her. Everybody else can mind their fucking business, and I'm going to just trash her ass. And that's just the bottom line. And thank y'all for everything else, and y'all have a good night.
Well, y'all go back in the queue because we have callers, and they may want to address exactly what you said. So don't hang up. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all listen to the show.
Out there, if you're out there and you are listening, honey, baby, feel free to press 1. Tamara, if you're out there and you're listening, feel free to press 1. Jaquan, is Jaquan back with us? Miss Ebony, is Jaquan back with us? Baby.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Cause...
Hello.
I don't
know
where they wanted to ask them and put them back in the queue. Let them sit, but don't hang up on them. Put them back in the queue.
Because we caught them.
Oh, you caught that? Oh, so we got to hang up. So y'all get back on the line because if someone needs to address y'all, y'all need to be there.
Y'all need to hang up
okay.
your phone, and Nicole's going to text y'all the calling number so y'all can call back in.
They know the number.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so
right.
just hang up the phone and call back in. If Tamara
oh
calls
God,
in, y'all just...
I think this is about to get hot like fire.
Okay. I need Jaquan because I didn't ask... Yeah, you got to completely
okay.
hang up off the phone.
All right.
I need Jaquan because I didn't want him, you know, because Jaquan is new to the show, so I didn't want to ask him about what happened at the ball. I wanted him to, you know, have time, you know, air time, and have something to talk about. So I didn't ask him what happened at the Virginia ball. So we got to – Jaquan is in the process of driving right now. And so when Jaquan gets to a stable location where he can talk, we're definitely going to get Jaquan on the phone to definitely tell us what happened at the Virginia Ball. But I know from motherfucking seeing Walk Me Wednesday, I mean, that my motherfucking daughter, Miss motherfucking Laomi, and the 5 clips that's up there, Miss Day, every bitch that my daughter battled, Miss Day, she went through those motherfucking bitches. And from what I heard, Miss Day, it was some motherfucking judges up there on the judges panel, Miss Day, that was being very shady, Miss Day, due to a situation that's going on with me and the girls. They was being very shady to my children. But just know that mother will be back out really soon. Okay? So you bitches be shady now, and I'll be shady later. Okay. Nicole, what I tell you, bitch, let me tell you why we wait for Jaquan to get up on this line. Bitch, why the fuck, girl, I had to make me some motherfucking lasagna and garlic bread today, girl?
I still got mine from yesterday.
That lasagna is so motherfucking on point, girl. I got a big old pan of motherfucking lasagna and motherfucking garlic bread. It is so everything, girl. It is so motherfucking everything, girl. I love every motherfucking minute. Huh?
Someone is coming on the line. Oh,
coming on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
My cocktail.
I love that. I love that writing.
Hello?
Yes.
Man?
Yes.
Hi. How
hey,
are you?
How
you feeling?
How you doing?
I'm okay. What's going on?
I came on the line to just, you know, add on to a couple of things that's going on with this whole fight thing with Tamara and my daughter Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
My son Rocky just called in and Malik just called in. Now, I'm going to put it like this. No one intentionally jumped Tamara. Like Rocky was howling out that something may have started with Touche, whatever her damn name is. I'm going to call James Conn and try to get this situation resolved. But the thing is with Tamara and them, when I ran outside with Malik, to go make sure Alexis was all right. Alexis did say, and I quote, that she don't need no one to help her. And that was my whole thing. So when Alexis ran up the street, I ran up the street with her and told them boys, whoever they was, don't jump in it. I was yelling to everybody, let them two fight. So it was two boys that I seen in front of me that did try to jump Alexis, and Malik did hit one of them, and I grabbed the other one. So I kept trying to hold the other boy back. In the process of that, I got maced. So no one was jumping no one, like, intentionally. It, just like Malik said, it is just that is just the instinct of being house members. You're not going to stand out there and let somebody attempt to jump from spot, to jump anybody, especially if it's a female figure in your house. Tony Revlon is my father. I kept trying to talk. I'm going to talk to him again to try to get the situation resolved. My thing is, like Alexis just said, Hunter Tamira needs to fight. Everybody else needs to mind their fucking business because we all bleed. I'm so sick and tired of people keep going around saying, oh, they're going to do this and they can do that and all this bullshit. We all fucking bleed, period. But it's petty. It's just petty. It's over somebody else. Them two individuals that's fighting, that fight wasn't even because of them. It was over someone else that's in another house, and their house ain't even, you know, got nothing to do with it. I'm just coming on here to clear that part up. Another thing, Nicole, I'm going to apologize to you about the tape thing. I have said something to Andre about that myself. It was ball tapes that I was thinking I was going to be on and wasn't on. So
Okay, so now don't take it.
You know, and I'm going to keep it real. I sat down with Andre, and a lot of times we're going to keep it real about the whole ball tape thing. This generation of fags that's out now, no disrespect to nobody, but we all know them girls only want to buy the tapes to look at performance. And Andre thing is about money. It's like when you're marketing something, you're going to sell with, you know, that's going to attract attention. His
right.
thing is to get all the performance categories when it comes to Vogue, Femme, Realness with a Twist. Those
and
are categories.
I can
you understand what I'm saying? So I don't think he attempted.
What I gotta say is I'm not from the new generation and I'm not them. And if he needs to edit someone out, edit someone else.
No, I feel you.
Don't edit me. If he needs to, I actually don't like the performances. I think it is so much.
Nicole, but if that's what sells,
I respect him. You know, you go into the balls if you're going to put, you know, what sells and what makes his money. But
right.
don't add me out. Don't do
no,
that.
Everything you said was right. Like you said, he's out here making money off of the community. He needs to give the community what they want, just like a lot of people don't like to see the realness category. I do. I walk realness.
Right.
That's the category I used to
right.
walk. You know what I mean? So I totally understand. I just wanted to apologize because he is a member of my house. I don't want, you know, when you say his name and then add the Prodigy part, I don't want people to just, you know, think that this is just a whole shady thing
oh,
with
no,
the house.
No, I'm just saying. I wanted to identify who
yeah.
he was because actually I thought he was an EV store, and that's who I called was them. I didn't have your number to call your number, and I didn't go ask Miss Thing across the hall because I fainted enough. So
right.
I didn't, and even when I spoke to James, I didn't want no one to tell me anything else because I fainted enough, and that's not fair. That's my point.
You,
and there's no disrespect, but it's not fair. I paid for it.
Right, right.
You know,
you're right. You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you 100%. I actually said something to him before, you know, but I just wanted to get on here and, you know, say something about that whole Tamara thing because this is like an ongoing thing that is petty. All these different rumors of her getting jumped, and I was out there. I got maced. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not upset with nobody because if you want to be real, I could get nasty and say, I want to slam the little bitch that maced me, and it was a little film queen. But one of my kids handled her, so I don't need to get her. You know what I mean? But my thing is, we don't need to keep going back and forth, agitating the situation. If them two going to fight, then them two need to fight. And that's all my motive was that night when Alexis ran outside and I ran outside with her. I'm the one that was out there yelling, let them two fight. But these other little bitches want to try to jump in it. And just like Stacey said, Philly is not the city where, though, you going to come down here. We don't want people to think that people come to Philly and we jump them. No, but on the flip, we live here. No one from out of town is going to come down here and try to jump on somebody. That is just they ain't not going to go to Detroit and do that. You understand what I'm saying? We want to keep it real. To me, one of the baddest cities that you're not going to go to and fuck with a bitch in the city, I don't give a fuck what house they in, is Detroit. I was out there. I witnessed them bitches in action. So, yeah, if they felt like they got jumped, then well be it. Y'all came down here getting into something that really had nothing to do with them, and that's what happened. But all these threats and all this back and forth bullshit, it's late.
But you know what? I think the situation is really petty because now we're hearing what Joaquin say. I remember that day that happened with them. That was almost about 2 months ago.
Right.
It had nothing to do with either parties.
Exactly.
Alexis or T. Tamara, what happened with Joaquin and Trisha was in Jersey at Neil's house.
Right.
I remember everything, the exact thing, so I'm assuming that Trisha finally seen Joaquin and Joaquin finally see Trisha in Philadelphia. And then all the other parties got
No. Joaquin wasn't there. What happened was, I guess when Joaquin got into the little thing with her, Joaquin called me because that's my gay son. He called me because he know me and James is cool. I was calling James because it was all these verbal threats that they was going to jump him. No one's jumping him. So I was trying to clear it up. Whatever her damn name is, I don't even like saying her name, but she disrespected Joaquin. Joaquin have a temper. He smacked her. So before he, you know, once he came to reality and realized he hit, you know, a female figure, he said, well, I got somebody for you, which would have been the right thing to do. Go get somebody else, your equal. Get another film queen or a butch queen in drags or whatever they call themselves to do his work for him. You know, but that thing got pushed out of, it just went a little beyond what it really was, and it came to Philly at the BC. The BC was packed, and I guess tensions flared up, and people just wanted to act big and bad. And that's what happened, because I'm going to be honest, I had no idea that they was even fighting in the BC. That's how packed it was. I didn't realize nothing until Tamara come running up to the judges panel saying that bitch tried it, and everybody ran outside. You know, but now everybody want to make it like somebody jumped her, and it's all this bullshit. It was the thing was Alexis was going to fight her by herself. We all know, and I'm not trying to boost nobody up and make them like they big and bad. I don't get into the bullshit like that. But my thing is, I'm not going to stand out there and let somebody jump my house member neither, just like Malik said. But Alexis already told us. She said, I got this. She's like, Father, I don't need nobody to help me. I got this. And this is what this lady said. Outside. So I don't know why they keep trying to make it like somebody jumped her. Alexis ran up to her, like she said, to fight her, and these boys act like they was going to jump Alexis. Yes, Malik jumped in it. And I grabbed one of the boys, and then I got Mace. You know what I mean? So this is just bullshit. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. My thing is let them two fight and just call it a day. Whoever get beat the fuck up, let it go. We all live on it. Just go. Life goes on. That's it.
Oh, you're right. Right.
All right, that's it, y'all. Thanks for letting me come on.
All right, thank you, man. All right.
Girl.
I guess you now can start taking those callers.
Oh. Bitch, girl. Bitch, if you girls out there, you on the phone lines, and you want to recap anything that happened this weekend, or you feel that something was not right this weekend, please feel free at this time to definitely press 1. We are definitely recapping the ball that happened in Orlando, Florida. We are definitely recapping the ball that happened, the Virginia Awards ball. We are definitely recapping the Rumble last night, Miss Day, because they gave the very bitch the girls vote down at the Rumble last night, honey. They gave Miss Laomi and her team, Miss Day, and the Virginia girls, Miss Day, they came out and they did not play with the girls last night, girl. I need to get a DVD, honey.
Oh, you better hope it's on there.
Oh, I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, and... excuse me, and we're definitely, oh, hold on, Cabbage is on the line. Cabbage, you there, baby? Cabbage!
Oh, 718-342,
you're on the air.
Oh, we're giving Silence of the Lamb.
Hello? Yes.
Are we giving Silence of the Lamb?
No, I was just sitting here listening because I'm just sitting here listening. All I'm doing, I'm sitting here listening.
No, I'm not buying that, Auntie. No. Come out. Come out. Swing around what I said. Come out.
That's a situation that I wasn't there. I don't know. And I guess, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. I'm just listening. I heard you about the DVD. I've never had that problem from Andre. Andre usually tells me when there's parts cut out is that sometimes it's too long. So I'm not making an excuse for him. Make no mistakes.
Okay, I'll say please. I understand you're on it. He wouldn't take you off. There's a lot of people that get him moving along.
I have heard before that he did have a problem because Sanaya had came out a few times and she had been cut out, but I don't know when that situation came up, whomever spoke to him, Ms. Anaya has been on all her LLSs and everything like that, so I have no idea. I really, to be honest with you, I really want to stand clear of this because I don't want them to get me into that melting pot because of me and Maurice, because, bitch, I don't play none of those games in this lifetime or the next. I don't give a I have no intentions of going to Philly anytime soon, but if I decide to go there and Miss Maurice is there and a bitch jump on me, I know this much. I just want to leave the whole thing which between them femme queens and between them alone. I hope they get that resolved because I don't want them to mess up anybody's ball. I know tensions flare because I know mine has been bad. I know mine was the worst at Derek and Dewan's ball because I make no mistakes. This is not a two-month battle. This is a battle that is going to go on until I put my hands on this bitch and make her bleed through her motherfucking eyeballs. So ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. That's why I don't want to get into no parts with this with Tamara and Alexis. And those are two femme queens. They're two women. They need to work that out amongst themselves, whoever's jumping who or whatever the case might be, whatever that comes down to. Hey, y'all party. But please stay out of Miss Cabbage Way. That's all I got to say. Please stay out of Miss Cabbage Way when it comes to Maurice. Please stay out of my way. That's it.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just saying how I feel when I catch Miss Maurice.
Yes, you're just saying. You're not, you know, you're just saying.
Stay out of my way.
You're just saying.
When it comes to this punk, because when I tell you I'm going to tear Miss Maurice's ass out of a frame, there's nothing nobody can tell me. Bitch, I come alone. I'm a one-man army. I don't need girlfriends. I don't need husband. I don't need daughter, son. Bitch, it's me and her, one-on-one, body to body. Happen to be a girlfriend or husband want to jump in, bitch, secure your life and pay your insurance. That's all I got to motherfucking say.
You're not saying, you're just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm keeping the four letters out. FBI.
I understand that.
Yo.
Yep, you're right. Yep, three letters. Yeah.
Girl, Listen, did you hear anything
like
about the ball in Virginia?
I didn't go.
They
I heard.
Shut down, they said.
No. No, it didn't. The ball wasn't over until 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I heard it started late. But they said it was a crowd there. I went to the $10,000 ball in Richmond. I spent hotel fee money and all of that, and even I made money back. I still just did not. I couldn't make it because I'm going to Rodney's ball next week, so I can't make all them balls and still try to be moving and doing other things and paying my bills.
Are you catering the balls also?
Huh?
Are you catering the balls also?
No. Well, I have catered a few, but I'm not catering the one in D.C. I'm just going to it. I'm you know. Right?
But you do cater balls.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
I don't discriminate. I cater the PLCC ball.
Do family get a discount?
Of course they do.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's not a problem for that. I just that I was not able to make that ball, but I heard that the ball was it was nice. It was nice. Some things happen, which a lot of things happen at balls. So you know, it's just how you decipher through things. But the Milan ball is coming up. That's a big thing. I don't want all of this to bubble over. Back to the Milan ball. Not in Jersey. Not in Newark. Because you know them Newark cops do not play no game.
Yeah, y'all all going down. We all going down and nobody's coming out either. So.
And you know the child who owns that Robert Tree, that child that runs that old Robert Tree Mud?
Don't play either.
She's not going to play no games with them. I mean, baby.
Don't play. That boy, that place has been maintained very well for years. I remember they used to have the St. Clair, the Jordan ball. That place, they don't play.
Yeah, they don't play
I
no game.
I would hope that it's the reason why the Milan's is giving it their elegance, and I would hope that everyone just come.
It's a nice spot. It's roomy. And then if you're smart, you'll get a room there, you know, and for the day and enjoy because you know the ball is going to be late. Nobody's going to want to, you know, the girls are going to be full, so you don't want to be going nowhere else. The rooms are kind of affordable, and, you know, enjoy. Enjoy the whole weekend or whatever.
They got this 6:30 in the morning or the night.
I to be honest with you, I think that ball is going to run long.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to start late and she's going to run long. she's going to run long. Because her categories, those categories are telling you it's going to run long.
Well, girl, who want to put it on fire? Like your name, Sanaya. I die. I throw up in my mouth.
Well, bitch, I hope they have all the face categories in the beginning, mistake, for those face girls just walking and shit. Because, you know, I know the face girls hate to be hotted out all night, honey. Hold on, Tabitha, you stay right there with us.
You're going to get it up there. Don't worry. They coming for you, baby.
347-208, you're live on the air of the Recap Show. How you doing?
Oh, I know.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Is that Kelly?
Yes, this is.
I have a question. I was wondering, even though you're taking a break, how do you feel about being banned from the Milan Ball?
I'm not banned from the Milan Ball.
That's it was confirmed last week. Check the icons. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, 347-891. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, Carla?
Oh, you're falling?
He just let you have it, girl. Girl, no, she had it herself. She need to review the iCarbs mistake to know, honey, that I wasn't bad, honey.
Mother, I'm coming to your house for a plate of lasagna, girl.
Mistake, don't come over here, mistake.
Baby, I'm coming over to have a plate of food, honey, to feed this motherfucking child.
Yes, because I just heard you have
lasagna
and garlic bread, and I'm hungry.
And we're getting on the cab right now.
Oh, well, Cabbage, you can come over and get a plate of food. That queen can come over and get a plate of food, mistake.
Excuse me, Miss Thing. Every time I cook, Miss Thing, I'm always feeding you, girl.
Me and my daughter's coming over to get some food right now as we speak.
Baby, well, come on over, Cabbage. I have more than enough, Miss Thing. Miss Thing, I'll see you on the 29th at the house to meet Miss Thing. I didn't see you at the last two, so you can't get a plate of food. Have a good night. That was my daughter, Antandra.
Oh.
You. Private caller, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. Private caller.
Hello.
You on the air, baby?
Yeah.
Paula, you're live on the air.
Where's your sexy, sexy, dirty ass at?
Who is this,
oh
baby?
God,
we're not going to sit here and read.
I'm your Bible girl.
Listen, we're not going to sit here and read Sexy Lexi. If you can't be a bold bitch, we're not going to do that. Stop being a pussy-ass bitch and come up here with your number free and announce your name, and then you can attack Miss Sexy Lexi if you want to. But we're not going to be punk pussy bitches and do it behind private numbers. We're not going to do that. 856-252, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing? 856-252, you're live on the air. Okay, one more time. 856-252, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next, 804-3, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. You're live on the air. Okay, 267-602, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Oh, this Rocky. You're told us to hold on.
Okay. Pit Rocky back on hold, please. Next caller, please, if we have one.
Are you? I'll be gagging at these girls and say, these girls want to come and sit up here and read bitches and don't want to announce their name and shit, Miss Thang.
I hate punk pussy faggots, Miss Thang. Okay, 410-940, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
How you doing? This is Brandy EV Sims. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing fine, Brandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I went to the Virginia Ball. It was a blast. Big shout-out to Amp. The ball was fabulous. It carried on to a nice time in the morning. Everybody had a good time. The film club performances was in there. Everybody looked nice. And I haven't been out in a while. So this to be like my first little ball to come out to, I had a really, 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 really good time. And everybody looked nice. The ball was fucking fabulous. LA Omi did roll the fuck down.
I know, that's right. Thank you, Brandy, for definitely calling in.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one.
What's up? Okay.
Next caller, if I have one, honey. Yes. What I tell you from the clip that I seen on Walk for Me, Miss Thing, the building was packed, Miss Thing. The girls was definitely in the motherfucking building, honey. Honey. The girls was in the building, honey. All these things is getting on my fucking nerves, Miss Thing. Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. These things are getting on my nerves. Where is Miss Tamara at, Miss Thing? Honey.
Keeps texting me a landline to cell phone message. This is my home phone. This is not a cell phone. So stop texting me and just call me.
Who is that?
So who it is? It's a 267 number. I have no idea who it is. But it's my home phone. This is my home phone. My cell phone number is a 917 number. So I don't know.
Oh, girl, I hate those texting landlines, bitch.
Can't understand them. It sound like the Unabomber.
Bitch, I hate them, honey. And don't forget,
hold on, here he goes again.
Don't forget that...
I'm gonna murder you.
Don't forget that the Beckhams is definitely having a party April 2nd in New York City at Bar 13. Tyshawn and Eric Milan, Buka Milan, honey, they're definitely going to be having a party at Bar 13 in Union Square. Girls, the Flyers is definitely going to be out this weekend.
Milan.
267-312. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing? 267-2. You're live on the air. Let's try this one more time. 267-312. You're live on the air. I guess not. 443-630. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. First of all, I want to say personally, I think that the awards ball was cute. Tiny Carton is letting these girls know who she is, but I want to know what's going on with this Milan ball.
What do you mean, what's going on with the Milan ball?
Like, I just found out about it tonight. As you know, like, I'm no longer a Gotti. Since they now have a lead over all mother, we're not going to read. I'm just no longer a Gotti after their whole ball situation. And nobody is telling me tease on Miss Milan ball.
Well, who's overall mother Gotti?
Miss Mocha D or Miss Unstable Savannah Gotti. Now, mind you, Kelly, the tease was, you want that judge at ball in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Hey, well, it was some shade going on where all the judges thought they had got paid or whatnot. But then we found out that you and Selva didn't make it, so she was unhappy with results, and you don't start thinking about it. So, yeah. Overall, I mean, it was like only 13 people at the ball. Right? Mind you, can't ask Brandi Ivisu. She said she didn't even know what the ball was that night. Poorly. Poorly.
Thank you.
Poorly.
Bye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Which one is so shady, honey?
Really?
Private caller, you're live on the air on the radio. Private caller.
Kelly.
Yes.
I want to say Brandi Ivisu, she sound real as rain. Cunt. Get Brandi, lay on me. You guys all did great. Erica Kane, you couldn't take it. You lost. Get over it. And Kelly, I wanted to know, how's your nose job healing?
Excuse me?
It was asking about your nose.
We say, what about it?
How is it?
347-591. You're live.
Oh, back up from your computer, 347-591. Woo.
Live on the air.
Uh-oh.
So can we get some lasagna, please?
Ma, come on. We'll get some fucking lasagna. We're hungry.
What the fuck?
Look at you guys. Your kids up on this phone begging for food. I'm about to call the peoples. All right, y'all can go get some. Go ahead. Go to Mama's house.
Oh, come over here. Y'all gonna gag me, stay. Okay. 215-301. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Where's Kelly at? Kelly, what's up, Kelly?
I'm right here. What's going on?
Shut you up, babe. You know you're the big, sexy red bone thing I love.
Kelly, not red bone.
Oh, I know. I know you dark skin. You dark skin and big and lovely, boo.
Oh, okay. Well, you must be talking about
something. All right, well, listen. Tell Faggots is called there for that private message about my sis, Miss Kang. Listen, nigga. You little dirty-ass, frag-race-looking motherfucker. I've been gonna beat shit all down your leg, nigga. To beat your mother up, your father up, nigga. Fuck you talking about my sister like that for? Philly all day, man.
Thank
P.A.
you.
S-C.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Nope.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Ooh-wee. Oh, my gosh, girl. Ooh-wee. Oh.
Okay, since you know what, before you send me the next number, switch one, hold on, because I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to nip this in the bud, mistake. It's just been too fucking long, mistake, girl, and whatever, fuck, bitch. Girls ain't got motherfucking TV.
Ooh, girl, you can do it.
315-95, you're live on the recap show.
You can't repeat that for fucking lasagna.
With these kids who call different numbers and stuff and everything.
That's Miss Jaquan is bad. That's Miss Atandra calling from all these different numbers mistake, talking about lasagna mistake.
Atandra!
Honey, that bitch wants some Jaquan.
Yes.
Okay, get back. I need the recap.
You need the recap of what?
Virginia,
well, hold on. I want to tell my weekend first.
Okay, what happened with your weekend?
Well, Friday, I hit a deer.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I told you about that.
It fucked up his truck, honey.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But no, the ball Saturday, it was nice, I guess. Yeah, it was nice. What happened? Well, what do you want to know?
Well, baby, who won what? Honey, was it Shane mistaken? All types of things and shit, honey?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say any names, but the people were saying the panel was shady. It was only giving, you know, the life to the people that was actually, like, had names. Like, it was a no new girls panel. Like, it was no space for the new girl.
Oh,
yeah, so it was given that. I know Laomi came out there and did her thing, and she sat, like, a whole bunch of people, like, that's all I know. I won't really watch him, but I just seen her hair up there. And,
I'll fuck you up. I just seen her hair up.
Yeah, I seen her hair. Shawnice came out and won. Let me see. Who else came out there? I won't really like paying attention to the ball, to be honest. But the ball was nice. It lasted. They got through a lot of the categories, except for, you know, the fight at the end. But
who won the fight?
It was Ebony and Azizu.
Oh, no.
I
love it.
But,
I love it. I heard all of
you love it. Why do you love it?
Because I just love it. I love when the girls tear it.
But I do wanted to apologize, you know, to Amp and Alexis on the behalf of Ebony or whatever, and it happened. It wasn't his fault, but I'm just still going to say something, and that the ball promoters should know what happened before they start trying to go off on certain Ebonys. To that ball promoter. They know what I'm talking about. And I said something to them, but they just, you know, they should just figure out what the fuck's going on at that ball and pay attention before they start trying to go off.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, you was talking tonight?
Yeah, I am. That's just kind of made me a little upset right now. But other than that, it was nice. I didn't go to the Rumble because I was too tired and over it to go to the Rumble. But I heard it was not Virginia team that took the performance.
Yes.
And I think Laomi was on that, too.
Yes, they said Ms. Laomi was the last bitch standing on Virginia, honey, and she whirled a twirl with that motherfucking ponytail all over the motherfucking place, honey. Baby. But I heard Aura won the $1,000 for Runway.
Oh, yeah, she won the Runway. She sure did.
Yes, I heard she won.
She deserved it. It was well-deserved.
I heard he won by one vote over Iman Mizrahi for the $1,000. So congratulations to Tyshawn Milan for getting. I don't know where I'm all over the place, Shell. Whatever.
What's going on?
Because I just got so many IMs. I want to congratulate Aura, legendary icon Aura St. Clair, for winning the Runaway category, and I want to congratulate Iman Mizrahi for definitely. Oral definitely winning over him by one vote.
And that, and what's her name? Feminine Destruction came out as a Mizrahi too.
Yes, I know.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
You gotta get into this, bitch. Oh shit!
What are you talking about?
Look at these people. What? And
that
she said,
crazy.
"Yes, I know."
Well, you don't like that? You don't approve of it or something?
Oh, no, it's not.
Really?
I'm having a big laugh at, you know, the Overroar and the Mother East Coast and what they're doing. You know, they
Oh, they're having a conference while we're talking.
No, are they?
No, we're not having a conference.
Oh,
yeah,
no, 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 this is actually what I'm kicking about is I'm addressing things from in the past and how, you know, Kelly would make these statements and when Jasmine became the mother and all the different things and all. And now I'm just gagging at these just boom, wham, pow, bang, bing, boom. You're just all over the place. Oh, so I'm just
What are we doing wrong, Nicole?
Oh, this is good.
Oh, are you on the phone?
Side. Oh, wait, I forgot. This is a real family. That's a Mizrahi over. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's your son. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Y'all are like, you know, I mean, it's. I guess it's you. Okay. You know, kudos, Kelly. I'll get her later. Okay.
Girl, you know, honey, girl, I'm not building a team. I'm building an army.
Okay, y'all better eat.
Kelly, this somebody asked you about.
So, Jasmine, y'all ain't got Feminine Destruction. All right. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, somebody asked me about Feminine being a Mizrahi a while back, Miss Thing. And I said no, Miss Thing, because it wasn't everybody's business.
I mean, so, but it didn't say 2010, y'all wasn't going to discuss Mizrahi business.
The bottom line is you lose some and you win some.
Everybody
who's somebody knows what that means. I need a drink. Wait a minute. Oh, Jasmine, that was so classic. Okay.
Well, let me tell you this, Nicole.
No more. Let me pour my drink.
Hold on. Before you pour your drink, that's to believe at the Ballon Ball, the girls is going to lose a lot more.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Oh, I just got it because I know some cheese. Oh, my God. You know what?
Nicole, you better stop because I heard it was supposed to be a few icons that was supposed to be me and Mizrahi.
No, I'm not worried about that. Because, see, I'm not Harley. That would be nice, but Kelly knows. We're not going to
Why
are
you ranting and raving?
I'm not even worried about that. See, this house can't be touched by that. It can't be. It's never up for discussion. We're actually talking about how the House of Mizrahi lose some and you win some. That is the statement of the night.
I mean, it's no shade. We lose some. You know, we lose some every once in a while. We lost somebody this weekend, but as we lost, we
Yeah, I heard. Woo, y'all go gag where they going. Woo, darling.
Nothing surprises me, but I'm an old school girl, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
Nicole, I never gag when the girls leave or when the girls go to other places. Those girls gag me stay. Okay?
Oh, well, you lose some and you win some. You heard that, America? You got a confident card. And Mizrahi, you lose some and you win some. Kudos.
Baby, I'm on the come up for 2000 motherfucking 10,
I'm
girl.
Just letting y'all know that I'm all into y'all blueprint.
I'm on the come up for 2010, so bitches be motherfucking aware, because mother's coming out with motherfucking Avenging 2000 motherfucking 10.
Ooh. And it's no shade. There's some that may leave, and there's some that need to leave as
Ooh.
Well, but they will be replaced too, so it doesn't matter. Or they've been replaced already and they just didn't know it. But I'm about to hang up the phone. I mean, put the phone back down and give the phone to her. I'll talk to y'all later.
I love being able to freak you out and cry overall.
Hey, babe. In the chat room, you girls in the chat room, y'all are picking Miss Day. Y'all are picking. They give the ring. Kelly left the house of Mizrahi, Miss Day. Y'all is picking Miss Day, and y'all want to know. Y'all won't know anything. Y'all won't see anything, Miss Thing, until the Milan Ball. And maybe not even at the Milan Ball. Maybe I'll make y'all wait until the Blotting Ball, Miss Thing.
No, Milan. I like this. Milan, darling. Like Stephanie said, no. Hey, Milan.
The girls are so many things, honey. I love Miss Nicki Minaj. You need to stay out my backyard.
Well, I would like to tell everybody in America, you know, people that always second thought balls and stuff, you pump to the Milan ball. It's a very classic and elegant ball. You be done, darling. You give me magazine, because I'm going to be Tyra Banks. Oh, did I just say Tyra Banks? Oh, my God. I can't stand her. I'm so sorry. I bet Naomi Campbell walk, Naomi Campbell talk. Yes, miss. I love her. Do y'all ever see Naomi Campbell when she get locked up and she's coming out the precinct? Don't she be sitting so fucking fiercely and she be walking down the stairs, bitch, and then she just smiles with these big black glasses on. Oh, I'm going to have my phone in my hand, too.
Hold on. We got another caller. 646-639. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What you want to say? Speak.
Nothing.
Why?
347-891. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What you want to say?
347-891. You're live on the air.
They're not there. Bye.
You know, you there. He just said hello. Where's he at?
It was me. I was playing with y'all.
Oh, that's so shady.
Yes, yes, Clayton. Definitely, definitely, yes, honey. The girl.
Clayton, I see you.
That's what the girls feel and realize in this scene, Miss Day. You lose some, and you also motherfucking gain some. When you lose one, Miss Thing, you always get two more that comes to the meeting on the 29th, Miss Thing, to join, Miss Thing, that's going to be on the back of that runaway for that motherfucking ass. The live air on the recap show.
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
You on the air?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to give a shout out to Amp because I was in there at that ball, even though that ball was long as it was. I still had a good time.
I'm drunk down.
Seeing my Ebony family and having a good time at the ball that I really enjoyed myself and everything. So I just want to give a shout out to Amp. You know, I really liked the ball. I really enjoyed it. And all that sort of. How you doing this evening, Kelly, Nicole, and my brother? It was good seeing you down there, too.
I'm Long Island, I see. Hey. And I'm just gagging. This show has been a mess. I actually was supposed to have been off of it, but Kelly and this, and overall, it's just been such.
All right, Naima, let somebody else call, Jay.
Oh, don't try me, my
I didn't know she was still there. You see, that's good. You got to be careful about the moment. You got to be very careful because we would have really gagged if I would have just went into my Long Island. Where's Auntie? La, 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 la. And she would have just bust out.
All right, goodbye now. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Mother. I'll be back more cute.
Oh, my God, honey.
Stephanie's on the line in 2 minutes, bro.
I got a headache.
The girls, oh, God, Miss Thing, the girls and all they tease, Miss Thing. You girls
what
are
happened?
All in this chat room, Miss Thing. I'm gagging, Miss Thing, honey. Y'all want me to give y'all some tea, Miss Thing? Let me give y'all girls some motherfucking tea since y'all want some tea, Miss Thing.
Is it clean?
Huh?
Is it clean?
It doesn't matter today, Auntie. It's Monday.
Does it have any of the three letters we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay,
I've never uttered it out my mouth, honey. Did y'all girls want some tea? Let me give y'all some motherfucking tea. Where am I at in here, honey? Let me go in the chat room instead. Because I have been in it. I've been in the motherfucking chat room. I've been in the chat room for the last week. For the show, Miss Day, but I have been underneath my new screen name in the chat room, Miss Day. So let me say hi to all the girls in the motherfucking chat room, Miss Daly. To the girls in the chat room, honey. Baby,
bitch!
Let me say hi to all the guys and girls in the chat room. Hello, guys and girls in the chat room. Did y'all just see me say hello? I'm saying hello to all the guys and girls in the chat room. Y'all want to know what's going on. I'm going to say hello to y'all again, Miss Thang, with a whole bunch of motherfucking letters, with a whole bunch of O's after it, Miss Thang. Did y'all girls want to know where I'm at, Miss Thang? Hello? Do y'all see me say hello with all the O's in the chat room, Miss Thang? Hello, girls. How y'all doing? Since y'all want some motherfucking tea, Miss Thang. Now, y'all wait until the Blahnik ball or the Milan ball, Miss Thang, whichever one I decide to come out, Miss Thang, and then y'all figure out exactly where I'm at and where all my kids are at. How you doing? Okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. Learn it. Learn it and run with it, bitch. And I love every motherfucking minute of it. Since y'all want some tea, bitch, there go y'all motherfucking tea for y'all girls. I've been in the chat room for the last 2 weeks, Miss Thang, talking to the girls and everything in the chat room. And y'all haven't known it was me. But now there's y'all motherfucking tea, Miss Thang. Run with it, girls. How you doing? Yes, sonny. Bitch, the girls is in the chat room, Miss Thang. They are gagging, Miss Thang. It's been 15 years, Miss Thang. 15 long years, Miss Thang. But it's time for a change. And change has come.
I was born at night, but not last night.
Miss Thang.
Kelly, you're not going nowhere.
Yes. Okay. Yes, honey. Girl. Baby, so if you're on the phone lines and you're out there and you're listening, Miss Thang, feel free to definitely press 1, and we will definitely bring you up on the motherfucking air. Baby, yes. I love all you girls in the chat room, Miss Thang. I
and
love
all you girls are kind.
Uh-oh.
This phone is ringing.
Tell me you're on the show, Nicole. Shit.
Who's calling?
Uh-oh, hold on.
Flower. Jaquan, I have a question. Somebody asked, why was the Ebony's fighting? Why was the Ebony's fighting each other at the mall?
We wasn't fighting
each other. They were fighting each other. Yes, thank you, Cabbage.
We were not fighting each other. It was a misunderstanding.
Cabbage.
Yes, baby.
Oh, well, hello?
Yeah.
Cabbage just talking. Cabbage is there.
Yeah, I'm right here, honey.
Okay.
It was a misunderstanding, okay? It was an Ebony and an Evisu, but the Evisu goes with an Ebony, okay? It was a misunderstanding. It has been so far squashed. They've gotten to realize what went on, and it's been solved, so period. As I was told, we were supposed to be banded from the Rumble Ball the next night.
I wish they would. They would have fucking gagged.
So,
I wish I would have went there and they would have told me I wasn't getting no rumble because some Ebony's was fighting. That would have been the day.
Well, what they were told while they were there was, y'all better not make no noise because y'all not supposed to be here tonight anyway.
Please. Okay. Well, we'll see you at the next Virginia Ball.
I'm glad that I did not go to the Virginia function because they wouldn't have told my kids that.
They didn't say. I didn't hear nobody come back and tell me that. But
it was told to them.
It was basically the Ebisu child tried it because he left for 30 minutes and thought he was going to come back and get the same chair that was he was sitting in before he left. And when they wouldn't move, he wanted to get an attitude. So when somebody gave him a good old-fashioned ass-whooping, then they always want to say the Ebony started it or the Ebony's ended the function. But really, it was the Ebisu. So whoever the parent...
That's not even.
That is true. I was right there, Cabbage. It was right in behind me. That's exactly what happened.
Even on all of that, we don't need to spread that. We don't need to spread that kind of memorandum. So, situation that happened between an Evisu and an Ebony, and the Evisu goes with an Ebony. So we don't want to get into that kind of memorandum. It's what happened. I didn't approve of it. I didn't like the way it went down. But whatever the case might be. It happened. We're going to get above it and get beyond it.
I can't
Amen.
Wait for tomorrow.
Thank you. So, Kelly, how's your nose doing? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Kelly, what is wrong with your nose? I mean, I'm not what's wrong with it, but I didn't see nothing wrong with it. So what did everybody keep asking about your nose with? Because I just seen you, and you look the same to me.
You I don't know, Miss Day Girl, bitch. I don't get, listen, bitch, I don't give a fuck, Miss Day Girl, bitch.
Perfect now.
What'd you say?
The nose is picture perfect now. It's so small, I'm surprised you can breathe through it.
It doesn't matter, honey girl, whatever.
Who isn't getting those jobs nowadays?
Well, a child in Atlanta is doing them for $2,000. Everybody's going down there to get them. Butch Jeans included.
Yes, he was. Girl, it's a mess.
What happened?
I don't care, Mistake. It's whatever, Mistake. I don't care anymore, Mistake. It's out. The cat is out the bag, Mistake. It's whatever. Bitch.
The cat is out the bag.
The cat is out the bag, Mistake. You got any questions, Mistake, that y'all want to ask?
Did it hurt?
Baby, no, it did not.
No, I'm just playing.
Did the chin hurt?
No, it did not.
Cheeks?
No, it did not.
Oh, okay. Father, make the three things that you had done, but I want that to be a secret.
What'd you say?
I would mention the other three things that you had done, but I want to keep that a secret.
Well, we keep it a secret, Mistake. The girls will see it when they see it, Mistake.
What's the secret? There's no secret from this phone. I think the girls got some secrets at this table. What's the thing?
What table?
Miss Nicki Minaj, girl, you do not know what else my ass, Mistake, girl. Well, Nicki Minaj, if you think you know what else,
Kelly, did you send that picture to Cabbage?
Hold on. Nicki Minaj, if you think you know what else I got motherfucking done, Nicki, call Ed, since you know everything else. Okay? Since you know what else, Nicki, call the fuck Ed, since you know what else I got done, Miss Nicki Minaj. Let's go. Switchboard, get Miss Nicki Minaj on this motherfucking phone since she knows what else I got done. Not yet. Why not yet, honey? Don't search around for the girls, Miss Day, and try to figure out, Miss Day.
Let me tell you to the girls in the chat room,
Miss Day, Medicaid my motherfucking ass, Queens, Miss Day. Medicaid didn't pay for a motherfucking thing, bitch.
Medicaid don't even cover plastic surgery.
Medicaid didn't cover the $14,000 that I spent, bitch.
Depends on what type of Medicaid you got.
Okay, bitch. Medicaid.
No type of Medicaid. That's not gonna pay for no plastic surgery. Not no cosmetic. Don't even entertain it, Kelly.
Involved and pay for something like that when it is a health problem, like when it's due to your condition, because a lot of my cousins has had implants. And had breast reductions and everything. So I think if it's a health problem or if
yeah, they'll do reductions, but
harm and stuff. I think yeah.
Let me find out Medicaid doing plastic surgery.
Well,
for cosmetic reasons.
Girl, call in. The girls are saying they're calling in. Miss Ebony, do we have any callers? Because the girls are saying they're calling in. So let the girls call in, Miss Day.
Who is calling in? Phony baloney.
I want the girls to call in, Miss Day. They said they call it in. Miss Day, what the fuck? Baby, I waited for Miss Ebony to come back.
Here's all rat-a-tat-tat thing.
Yes, I die.
So, Miss Nicole, when you going to land underneath the knife, girl?
Huh?
When you going to get your rehaul, you know, get freshened up, as Goldie Hawn would say it, in the First Wives Club?
What do you mean?
You know, you go for your 25,000-mile rehaul. You know, get freshened up. Maybe some saltwater titties or, you know.
Very, very shortly, I have a brand-new category. So you going to gag? But you probably would know if you could think in my mind frame. But very shortly, look forward to it, you know.
I think you should start walking sex siren and stop playing.
Girl,
that's playing. Oh, I think I got something real else crazy for you. Wait till I go get that done. Oh. Yes, I want to be just like her.
Well, Cabbage.
Hello.
I guess this time when I come out for sex island, the girls won't read me, Mistake.
They read you the last time?
Oh, yeah, they read me the last time.
Why? Your face has nothing to do with your body.
Miss Day, got it.
The face is a part of being sexy. You don't have to be good looking to be sexy.
Miss Nicki Minaj, what are you, hey, Miss Nicki Minaj, what are you asking questions for, girl?
I know she's not bad.
They must have been sick.
Baby, let the dancing let die. maybe she can't say.
Hello?
I'm here.
Are we still on?
I hope. Oh, can the girls hear us in the chat room? Can y'all hear us in the chat room?
Yeah.
You can still hear the chat room? Yes, we can.
Oh. I think that song was for somebody. You had to know the song to understand who it was for.
Girl. And to the girls in the chat room that said my phone got cut off, bitch, my phone would never get cut off, bitch. I'm on my house phone, bitch, and my cell phone is paid 3 months in advance. And if my cell phone wants to get cut off, honey, I'll call my godson and he'll pay my bill for me. How you doing? Bitch.
How you doing? That's what they were saying. Your phone got cut off. That's why the show was off or something. What was that about? When did they say that?
They said that in the chat room.
The people in the chat room are fierce. Fuck them.
What favor you need, Nicki Minaj would say, you need to do this segment. You can pay up with your
phone. You couldn't even call in on the radio show. Don't no favors.
Yes, I want Miss Nicki to call in, honey. Miss Thang, if you got T-Mobile has $50 unlimited, everything, honey. Girls better get up.
Every phone.
Y'all girls better get up on it.
I forgot my shirt. Damn.
Save it. Child, girl.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I'm waiting to find out what happened.
What happened with what?
Thank you. Oh, because Miss Ebony said that we had got shut down, but the girl said we they still hear us in the chat room. I waited to find out.
I kept saying it was the show off. I thought it was off. I thought y'all had did good nights without me.
Oh.
Where's Nicole?
What the fuck is that, Nicki Minaj? Let's say, girl, what the fuck is that, honey? I'm gagging. I'm trying to find out what's going on with the services, honey. Bitch.
What you mean with your services? What services? Who do you got services? Kelly.
Yeah.
What services?
Yeah, put the Ebony's up on the what services.
It depends on what services you talk about now.
Well, I don't know.
Church services?
Who's doing services?
You know.
Good night, Arrow 1. See you.
Arrow.
What the fuck is going on, honey?
It's not Tuesday, Kelly.
Well, bitch, listen. I don't think we on the line. I think we on the phone talking, Miss Thang. But I
don't think.
Cabbage, can you hear us through your computer?
Yes.
Hey, well, hold on, y'all. Y'all talk for a minute. I got a black phone conversation calling on another line. Hold on.
A what? That's that shit. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What are you doing, Cabbage?
No, I'm sitting here listening to the radio show, trying to be a nice person.
A positive influence.
Congratulations on all your on this weekend for you, but bad that you hit the deer. Bad that you hit the deer. You don't know it's deer season?
He just walked out there like he wasn't like he just was like looking. He's like, chopping and kept on going, and I just said, boom.
The show is still running, but it's not recorded or anything, and we can't take any more phone calls or anything. So thank you, Nicole, Jaquan, and Cabbage. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. I don't know what happened. The system just shut us off.
Baby.
So I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Love y'all. See y'all all in the chat room. Good night. all day. I need some motherfucking sleep, bitch. I'm going to get in this bed, bitch, and lay out, Miss Thang. I'm going to lay out so nasty, Miss Thang. I'm gagging, girl. Miss Thang. Honey. Bitch, I'm really gagging. Well, honey. But if it's IP traces to Marco, then, oh, bitch. I'm gonna fuck with Nicki Minaj up. Girl. I hope this doctor calls me tomorrow. You still there, Jasmine? Jasmine?